Bree Morrison. This year, I work for the Tom Minor Basin Association as a range rider. A range rider is someone who has the sole purpose is to prevent depredation of cattle with all the ranchers that we work for. That's the one goal that everyone can agree on that we're working on. The idea of me trying to prevent depredation with cattle is by doing that with human presence. Me on a horse, riding as grizzlies and wolves are crepuscular, meaning they tend to be most active in the evening and early morning. Those are the hours that I go out to find as many cattle as I can, trying to gather them in groups so that they can naturally defend themselves and have more confidence to defend themselves against kind of these natural predators that are hanging out. Sometimes we do carcass removals if we see carcasses, so removing them from the land, and that's identifying with the landowner and trying to get the carcasses off the land so it doesn't become a main space for predators to come hang out and have more encounters with the cattle. Flagery that we set up, and it's electrified wire with these kind of triangular flags hanging off of it, and it's the unpredictability of those flags that deter wolves from breaking that line. It's really important that it doesn't get left up, gets taken down, so that there's not this testing and they don't learn from it, because they're really good learners. My last ride was actually riding through an allotment. They had maybe four carcasses found, so they had just decided to do something different and move their cattle out of that allotment. That morning was just literally waking up before light, and the goal, they asked me to go ride and find as many cattle as I could to bring them down into the next section. And they told me areas that they hadn't gone, so my goal was to go off trail and find as many cattle as I can. You know, kind of weaving in and out of creeks and following different animal trails, coming across this kind of last carcass. There was a wolf there, kind of saying, yeah, I'm here. And that's pretty special when you can be about 400 yards from a wolf and the wolf kind of just saying, I'm supposed to be there, and I'm not sure if you're supposed to be there. But it's all weaving through woods, all mostly off trail. So it's really just going on intuition, exploring, really having your horse trust you, sometimes having a really good dog that can find carcasses. One of the last carcasses I found was because after I had a dog named Sage come with me, and I got off and she smelled like something dead, so I knew I needed to go back up there the next day, and that's what I did, and I found a carcass. So sometimes it's things like that. Let's just say that I always loved horses since I was little. I lived, breathed them. My whole room was covered in horses, and even when I was in third grade, I'd walk like 3 miles, go shovel manure so I could just be around horses. In fifth grade, that's what I would do. Right about 10 years old, my parents took me to this guest ranch in Clark Fork, Idaho. I would wake up early morning to follow this woman, Myra Lewis, who was the first kind of strong woman I'd ever seen. But anyway, I would follow her around to do all of the chores, doing whatever she asked so that I could be close and ride. And that, after that, she said, you can send her back. At about 10 years old, my parents would send me on a Greyhound bus from Seattle in the summertime, and I would go work for her through high school. She was the first woman who, taught me how to ride. We didn't ride on trails. We're always exploring, and sometimes when she's like, yeah, let's make a trail, she would have a chainsaw. I'd never seen a woman or met someone who was so independent and so rugged and such an incredible horse trainer. So that was kind of my first influence of riding a horse, was never really on a trail. And if the trails that you were going to make were the trails that you were making, literally. But, you know, that type of exploration and encouragement, and that really kind of was the shift. There's something about ranchers, ranching families, or at least the families I've experienced, they have such a strong value and relationship with the land, really wanting to do the right thing. I've just been lucky in terms of those who have impacted me and very amazing human beings. Be persistent and to go to the thing that's drawing you and be persistent. And that's all I can say is to be persistent and to place yourself again and again around the people in the place that is drawing you, and things open up. Well, right now it's kind of a really neat new thing that's changing, because there's training that Hillary and Andrew are putting on, which is amazing, which is literally compacting like years of my experience into like, you know, a few short days. Like just even the concepts of moving cattle in a low stress way, which are literally concepts that you can take and go out and learn. I mean, some of it you go in and you get like rudimentary knowledge, and then you just have to go out and do it and practice and mess up a lot and be okay with that and try again. And sometimes it works perfectly and you have to ask, why did it work? Asking even your local rancher if they're interested in Heavy Range Rider. Maybe they don't even have it. Contacting Hillary or Andrew, I would say, are good ways to figure out how to begin.
Great.
Well, I think a lot of people romanticize the job. Like a lot of people say, oh, I love riding horses, and I love that. And I love riding horses too. But I think that it's also a willingness to get lost on a horse, to get really deep inside some woods and to know that you're going to be okay is a skill, that it's not just riding on a main trail. It's about really feeling comfortable outside and with your skill to be okay with, what will I do if I'm going to spend the night tonight if I'm a little bit turned around? Or a real realization that also what you're doing is really coming close to death. Watching things die and realizing that what you're doing isn't, although I feel safe, there is risk. I've had many bear encounters that are so quiet and peaceful, and it's hard for me to see that switch, that possibility, because all of them have been so quiet and peaceful, and yet I know it's there.